This is another item which I think we should focus on, remembering, trying to remember more and more bhajans of acharyas, and then trying to hold a developing a habit of just murmuring them, singing them, because that is also, we see in traditions, people used to sing while working. So what I have suggested in some places, Nandagram, Bhaktigram, that we take one bhajan and we practice it for say 15 days or 1 month, same bhajan every day, so that everyone, by just repeating it again and again and again and again, we just memorize it like that, one by one by one by one, and we have hundreds and hundreds of bhajans. Wonderful purport. And though for us it is easy to know the meaning, but I think if daily, with daily practice, it is also not very difficult to gradually understand the meaning also. So as we contemplate on this bhajan and similar many other bhajans, this is the essence. Whatever else happens, but this thing we should remember, that at the end, if we can remember Krishna, then everything is successful. And for that, the key is that our whole life, every day, is spent in consciously serving Guru and Krishna. So serving, and then gradually we try to consciously serve. many challenges are going to be there in our life, but if we just can stick to this one point, that if at least we can ensure that our time and energy is being used in serving Guru and Krishna, then that in itself is success. Whatever else happens, whether we are able to overcome difficulties, not able to overcome difficulties, good things happen, bad things happen, but if we are able to maintain this consciousness, that consciousness, and along with that the activities, because without activities the consciousness will not stay, and without consciousness activities will not be there, both go hand in hand. So I try to meditate on this point always, that if we can just remember this point, that success lies in this, if we can just consciously go on serving Guru and Krishna, that in itself is success. Then we become relaxed. Success, no success in endeavors, that is external in that sense. The essence of the success is this point. So that relieves us, and then we can just concentrate on trying to do our best in whatever situations we are in, trying to do our best to serve Guru and Krishna. And for that, we need to hear from Guru, from devotees, how they will be pleased, and to mold our life in such a way that naturally we are inclined, our activities, our thought is naturally inclined to just serve them. We naturally start thinking in a way that pleases them. So as we keep on trying doing this more and more, this will become natural. And that in itself is success. Whatever we are trying to do, especially this simple living, it's like Guru Maharaj many times says, it's uncharted waters. So in our lifetime, how much we will be able to achieve, we don't know. Very much undefined. But one thing is sure, this is something which Guru Maharaj wants, this is something clearly Prabhupada wants. So there is no doubt about it. And with our small sense, we can understand it is how important it is for ourselves and for our coming generations and for the people around. So this is all auspicious, but of course it is going to be challenging. Any service in that way is challenging. To become Krishna conscious is the most challenging service actually at hand. To be Krishna conscious is most challenging. So when we have taken up that challenge, then all these challenges are a part of that. These are just instruments. These are just methodologies how to become Krishna conscious. To take up challenges in serving Krishna are just means how to become Krishna conscious. So they are in that sense, already we have taken up that we have to become Krishna conscious. These are the practical means how to become Krishna conscious, because when we sacrifice our comforts in service of Guru and Krishna and following their order, these are the practical means how we become Krishna conscious. Otherwise, we can be just wishful in our thinking that I will become Krishna conscious. But just by wishing, we will not become. There has to be necessary endeavors on our side. And we all need to dedicate ourselves to mission. Of course, it's not that establishing farm communities is the only mission. In the broad mission of Srila Prabhupada, there are many facets. This is one of the very important things which we understand from Guru Maharaj, that this is a very important element in Srila Prabhupada's mission. But of course, there are many other. So we should be serving for the mission, that is for sure. If it is possible that we may not be able to serve this mission lifelong, that is possible. Maybe not everyone is able to serve in this mission. Everyone has their own sobhava. Though this serving in this mission is not about sobhava, because Varnashram caters to all sobhavas. But beyond sobhava, we can have our own limitations, conditioning, our habituation to the modern way of living, like that, or just family situation, just mental situation. So that is possible, that not everyone may be able to do it lifelong. And that is true with other sevas also, like book distribution also. Very important, but not necessary that every devotee will be able to do it lifelong. We should be dedicated to serve the mission, this or that, something. That is the bottom line. That is the cutoff. And then, as far as this mission is concerned, this Varnashram mission, this is quite a big challenge. And of course, it may take quite some time also. We don't know. It may happen early also. Actually, if the world situation suddenly becomes changed, climate changes and something drastic happens, then we don't know. It can happen faster than imagined also. Correct? If this world situation changes and this modern civilization is nearing collapse, then it can happen earlier also. We don't know. But otherwise, in the way the things are going presently, it is more predictable that it may take generations, one or two generations at least. And especially what we are seeing in the West, because in the West we have gone much farther away from pre-industrial society. Today we were there in that traditional village. So, yeah. So, I feel very nice that under Guru Maharaj's instructions, Srila Prabhupada's instruction, there is a small group here and there, some in India, some in West, who are trying to focus on this mission. And I always look forward to associate with those devotees, especially who are into this mission. I feel, because of this seva, I feel more closely associated with them, because we have this one target. So in that way, I like to be here with you, associated with you, Sankirtan Prabhu, and all of you. It's always my pleasure to come here or to, in any way, share ideas, think, churn. This all are very encouraging to me always. And I look forward that we go on together in this journey to serve Guru Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada. And always I am very nicely taken care of here. Prasadam and so many troubles. Thank you for feeding. Thank you for everything. Arranging tickets.
So if our space out in between.
Well, on the farm, this is a natural part. A little bit here and there. We have to adjust. We have to learn to adjust to things. Of course, there was nothing like spaced out, but I'm saying this. We have to learn, adjust. Maharaj always says this term is very important, adjust. So probably in our whole mission, this term will become more and more important. We have to learn to adjust to nature. Instead of trying to change the nature according to how we want, we have to learn to adjust to the nature. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Prabhupada's Varnashram mission ki jai.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. Hopefully you will come soon again. I think
some next step.
Hopefully you will do some little advancement in between on the path of anarcha nivritti. It's difficult to give up anarchas because we think we need them.
Yeah.
Anarchas, it's in connection with today's morning lecture, which was about giving up modern gadgets and everything is Prabhupada discussed. This is anarcha nivritti. And we have to give it up to make a further advancement to nishtha.
Yeah.
So.
And somehow we have to, I think, meditate more on our next generation. How are we? Okay, we have some more deep conditioning and we are, but we have to really devise means how our next generation, they don't just get into the same trap in which we are in. Their bodies, they are being adapted to the natural things, nature more and more. That is really should be a point of our meditation. Not that, okay, we are like this, what to do, and the next generation also goes in a similar way, then how are you going to take the turn?
Yeah, so I think devotees, whenever they hear you, so they feel enlivened. So,
hope so, pray so.
It will stay, remain for a few months at least. Then we will call you again. I mean, at least call you by the modern means. And so let us see what will be the future of this project.
At least we should go on sticking to it. Maybe slow.
But we have to go forward, not backward.
Yeah.
It's also a challenge.
Yes. Okay then. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.